Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Oh, hey, let me tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, Focusrite's new Vocaster. Focusrite's Vocaster is here. The Vocaster features auto gain to set levels quickly and easily, enhance to get your voice sounding its best in one click, and connections for your phone, camera, and so much more. Focusrite interfaces sit at the heart of more studios than any other. Now, let your voice be heard like never before. Learn more about the new Focusrite Vocaster at the link in our show notes. We are also proud to be supported this week by The Woo Lab. What is the meaning of life? Is there an afterlife? Are we alone? Tune in to The Woo Lab podcast with Chelsea and Michonne, professional researchers and longtime friends, as they search for answers at the intersections of science and spirituality. This podcast explores the supernatural, the paranormal, and beyond by consulting perspectives ranging from ancient wisdom to modern psychology to quantum physics. Along the way, Chelsea and Michonne make the journey fun and relatable by sharing their own wildly humbling experiences dabbling in the unknown. You can find The Woo Lab at woolabpod.com. That's woolabpod.com, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. More information is available in the show notes of this episode. Hello, my amazing earbuds, and happy Pride. I hope you've all had a wonderful first week of June. Arielle here with some awesome podcast content for you, so let's get right to it. To set the scene for you this week, it's Greenwich Village, New York City, 1969. At this time, bars and restaurants that employed or served gay employees or patrons could be shut down by the police. For this reason, many gay bars in New York during the 60s were run by the mafia, who paid off the police to turn a blind eye. These payoffs, however, did not make the establishments immune to state laws. Enter Stonewall Inn, an unkept bar owned by Fat Tony, a member of the mafia. A long black plywood bar, a dance floor where same-sex couples danced hand in hand, and a light bulb hanging from the ceiling to alert of incoming police raids. Jerry Hoos, a Stonewall patron and a member of the Gay Liberation Front, told PBS that, quote, "The bar itself was a toilet, but it was a refuge. It was a temporary refuge from the street," end quote. In the early morning hours of June 28th, the light bulb lit up. The incoming police raid, however, would not be a normal one. This time, the patrons at Stonewall decided to resist, leading to a days-long protest that would mark a turning point in the movement for gay rights in the U.S. This week's theme is Pride is a Riot, named in honor of the Stonewall riots and the continuous battle that the LGBTQ+ community is still fighting for legal and social equality today. This week's podcast recommendation list comes to us from Adele Coleman, the Chief Operating Officer at DCP Entertainment. Here at Earbuds, we strive to live out active allyship for the LGBTQIA+ community every month, not just June. We hope that this recommendation list and the upcoming lists will expose you to fantastic podcasters in this community who you can support and listen to all year long. In a moment, Adele will tell us about her podcast picks and her work at DCP Entertainment. Then we have a special Pride Month treat for you. After that, we'll tell you about this week's spotlight pick, Cool People Who Did Cool Stuff. And of course, I'll let you in on some podcast community updates and opportunities that you won't want to miss. Here's Adele with this week's podcast recommendations.
Hi, my name is Adele Coleman. I am Chief Operations Officer with DCP Entertainment. DCP Entertainment is a multimedia company which focuses on sharing those stories from underrepresented voices. Right now, we're focusing in the podcasting space and sharing those stories that you've never heard before. And hopefully you guys will check them out at dcpofficial.com. I really enjoy working for this company because I get to hear stories that are about my life and I feel like I can relate to, and I feel like we put relatable content out for everyone. The theme that I picked is Pride is a Riot. I thought it was important to share Pride is a Riot because it's inspired from one of our hosts, Danielle Moody. And we thought it was important to support the LGBTQ plus community. We know the theme for June is Pride Month, but also to not just talk about the celebrations of lives of those in the LGBTQ plus community, but also to highlight and help align ourselves with those in the LGBTQ plus community in the fight against the political legal assault on all of their rights that we're seeing right now due to the current political climate. And I think it's important to talk about both sides and share those stories. So with that, I tried to pick a mixture of shows that talk about the political side, but also talk about the fun and, you know, loving and just understanding and the relatability, you know, and being an ally to the LGBTQ plus community. So the first show that I picked is Woke AF. It's a daily show. You can check that out wherever podcasts are streamed. And it's hosted by Danielle Moody. The show, like I said, is inspired. It's called Pride is a Riot. Like I said, I think it's important to support the LGBTQ plus community. And her Pride is a Riot theme, it just talks about how we should be celebrating and highlighting the many dope and diverse voices of podcasters and storytellers within the community. But we should also highlight the various ways in which we can support those in the LGBTQ plus community and the intersection of other marginalized identities. We're still fighting for legal and social equality in the LGBTQ plus community, and their rights have come under attack across the country again and again. And I think it's important as an ally that we are not just aware, but we need to understand how we can support. And remember, Pride was originally a riot, and unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it still is. My second pick is Edges by host Shantae Howell. Again, you can get those wherever podcasts are streamed. The episode I chose is called Face Recognition With. In this conversation, we hear Shantae join with two of her closest friends talking about her past relationships and how, unfortunately, she went through some trauma. Unfortunately, I don't want to give too much away, but just check out the whole Edges series. It's a personal diary focusing on Shantae Howell's story. And she just shares her life and how it's tied to her hair. She has a love for Rihanna, and you'll hear about that throughout the series. But, you know, season one is for the queers, and it's the intersection of hair and mental health. So she unpacks her ongoing identity crisis in all these episodes, and it's very relatable in a lot of ways. And I just adore Shantae, so just super excited to share that. The next podcast that I am highlighting here is called Afroqueer. As I said, all of these shows that we are featuring in this theme are those that are voices from the LGBTQ plus community. And I thought it was important to highlight that. So Afroqueer Choices, I thought it was a really good episode. It talks about in 2016, two women meet, fall in love. They live on different continents and the choices that they make. It's tough. It can bring them together or pull them apart. And, you know, I just really enjoy Afroqueer. I think it's such a unique way of storytelling. I think that it's an important podcast because, you know, you hear stories from women of color and in this case, queer Africans living, loving and surviving and the differences and similarities that we see. But I also just love how the stories are told overall. And, you know, it'll have you clutching your heartstrings in some parts and, you know, just feeling like you're going on for a ride and hearing, you know, the different stories and just how navigating the LGBTQ space can be challenging for some. And I just think it's important to highlight those stories as well. The next podcast that I enjoy is called Date with Daddy. I will say I love Edit Audio. I love a lot of what they put out. I love Date with Daddy, the perfect date with a polyamorous black girl. You know, it was funny. It was really enjoyable. You know, you really feel like you're there. You're a part of all these dates. Like, you're just kind of snooping in on them. I love how Marissa Grant tells stories. Just check out Date with Daddy overall. Like, you can't go wrong with any of their episodes. It's just such a unique perspective. Like, you're literally just joining on all these dates and you're like, no, yeah. So you just hear about really cool folk. And I just absolutely love Date with Daddy. So definitely check out that podcast. Edit Audio is dope. Shout out to you guys. And then the last one is Translash. I actually just got introduced to this podcast through Shantae. So definitely appreciate her. And I think the important one to check out there is the anti-trans hate machine rolls on. It talks about the attacks on trans people all over the country and how they've ramped up and continue to ramp up over the past year, and just kind of diving into that machine and just how we can get caught up on what has happened and honestly, hopefully inspire you to go out and advocate and stand up for those within the trans community as well. So definitely check those out. So that is my theme, Pride is a Riot. You hear a little bit of mental health. You hear about love stories. You hear about the riots. You hear about advocacy. Just anything that we can do. And not just in June. You know, we should be allies to each other. And, you know, women, the LGBTQ plus community, you know, those minority groups, just how can we all support and uplift each other? It's tough these days. And I just want it to be inspiring overall. For more information about DCP, feel free to check us out at dcpentertainment.com and just overall love on each other because we need it. Bye.
Earbuds is supported by Ignite Your Podcast Start. Do you have a podcast idea, but the next steps are overwhelming? Do you wish you could talk to an expert for personalized step-by-step guidance? For the first time ever, Christina Barcy, founder and CEO of podcast development and production agency Avant House Media, is teaching a small class of just 5 people. The class will be held once a week for 4 weeks, starting June 23rd. Christina Barcy has produced over 600 episodes and has been podcasting since 2013. Click the link in the show notes to apply for your spot in this podcast development course and build your foundation to a successful podcast journey. Thank you to Adele Coleman for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. As usual, Adele's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcast picks, and you can also record a voice clip, just like Adele did, to tell us about those podcast picks. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, I want to tell you about our new newsletter section, Pridecasts. For the month of June, we're dedicating extra space each week to podcasts produced and hosted by folks who identify as part of the LGBTQ+ community. This section is in partnership with Studio 71. To have your show featured in this section, apply at the link in our show notes. And this week, as part of our first Pridecast section, we're highlighting 6 shows, podcasts that will bring you celebrity confessions, comedy, drag, and space travel. Find this week's Pridecast in our newsletter, and thank you to Studio 71 for sponsoring this section. All right, it is podcast spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, you can have your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting cool people who did cool stuff. Here's what it's about. As long as there's been oppression, there have been people fighting it. This weekly podcast dives into history to drag up the wildest rebels, the most beautiful revolts, and all the people who long and fight to be free. It explores complex stories of resistance that offer lessons and inspiration for us today, focusing on the ensemble cast that make up each act of history. That is to say, this podcast focuses on cool people who did cool stuff. Find the link to listen in our show notes or on the homepage of our website at earbuds.audio. Next up, I've got some things that you might love if you love podcasts. In honor of Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee, the Earbuds blog this week is boasting a hefty list of podcasts about queens and royalty. Read it at earbuds.audio/blog or at the link in our show notes. Are you looking for another weekly newsletter to satisfy your podcasting hunger? Podcast Bestie is a best friend to podcasters seeking jobs, industry information, craft tips, marketing strategies, and creative inspiration. Subscribe at podcastbestie.substack.com or at the link in our show notes. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in this week. And thanks again to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.